party. If you only use wine for shtufim mevoyis, even the rabbanim amoida said it doesn't help for the shtufim for the eruv chaseris, because wine can never help for eruv chaseris. Now, keep pligui, where's the machlekes to pass? If you use bread, even that there, Reb Meir says, even if you use bread, still it only helps for the shtufim mevoyis, but it does not help for the eruv chaseris, like the svar we said before. So tishtakach teres eruv, they should not forget about using it the eruv. And the rabbanim say no. Since that you use pas, and bread could be used for the Ruvah Chaseris also, so now that you use the bread for the Shtufim Mevoyis, it also helps for the Chatzur also. So it's a machlekes, in which case is the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanim. So the Gemara makes it, I have a kasha. The Chachamim Oimrim, Oy Ma'arvin, Oy Mishtatvin. It says before, L'chura, that the Chachamim say either one of the two is good. Either make it a Ruvah Chaseris, or else make a Shtufim Mevoyis. Now my love, doesn't this mean, Oy ma'arvim b'chotzer pas, either use bread for the ruvi chaseris, oy mishtatvim b'movi b'yayin, or else do shtufim mevoyis with wine, what it's good for. And still it says it's good. So it's mashma the rabbanon hold that even with wine, if you use wine for the shtufim mevoyis, that also helps for the ruvi chaseris. So it's the kasha on the other man yom, and it says no, with wine everybody holds it doesn't, it's no good. Omer rav gidlo marav, rav gidlo marav is mazbe this man yom, hochi koma. Here's what the Brisa means to say. Oy ma'arvin b'chotzer pas. The rabbanon say if you use bread gesundheit, use it for the ruvi chaseris of the chotzer. Or mutarin kan v'kan. Then if you use bread, the staka mutri carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer, and from the chotzer into the movi. That helps for the shtufim mevoyis also. Oy mishtatvim b'movi b'pas. Or else the rabbanon saying use bread for the shtufim mevoyis. If you use bread for the shtufim mevoyis, yishno mutarin kan v'kan. You'll also be mutter both places. Migo that this pass helps for the chotzer into the movi, who adin it'll let you carry from one chotzer into the next chotzer. So there's no kashan amam the yama. So the Gemara Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Halachik Reb Meir. Yudah Amar Rav is like a passing the chura. He's passing the chumra. That the lachar is like Reb Meir. Now what do you mean lachar Reb Meir? That if you made a shtufim mevoyis, you should know you still have to make an amuvi chaseris. Halachar is the chumra like Reb Meir. Rav Huna Amar Minik. Rav Huna says, no, we don't darshan barabim. No, a minig means if somebody comes to ask us a shayla, we'll tell him this is the locha. Rav Yechon nama no guam kreb meyer. We don't even tell somebody privately that's the locha. Just if somebody does it, we're not meicher on him. That's pshat from this through the shayness. Halocha means we pass him barabim, the locha is kreb meyer. And the other pshat, minig just means if somebody asks you, we tell you, but we don't pass him barabim. And no good just means And Nogu just means that we're not moich if somebody does it. Now the Chura said this is modern of this Lashon. This path good if Rameyah will be meiko, we should pass kind of dash and lachak Rameyah. But if it's lechumra, it's the chumra. What do you mean we dash and we don't dash and if somebody asks, we tell you? It's the chumra. So if it's the chumra, what do you mean not to tell other people? Well, that Tosis says, Vimtoyma, ma machos shayachkan, how could it be moicha? Whereas we're telling you Chiddush now, if someone does a Remeyah, we're not Moicher on him. If the person wants to be Machel of Remeyah, Pshita would not Moicher. What's the Shalom be Moicher here? I'll tell you his first Teretz is V'yishloima to Loihevi Brochel of Atola. The Shalom is Remeyah saying a little bit cooler. He's saying you made a Shtufim Mevoyis. He's saying you should know you still have to make a Ruvah Chaseris. Now if you make a Ruvah Chaseris, you have to make a Brochel. Are the Shalom, are you allowed to make a Brochel now? According to the Rabbonin, it's a Brochel of Atola. According to Remeyah, you're required to make a Brochel. It's not called a Brochel of Atola. That's the shiloh. That if the person did make a bracha, we're not moicha. We don't say, Yishno, you did a chumra, which came out to be a kula and making a bracha l'matolo. But we say, no, you have a right to be samech on remeyah b'diyevin. And therefore, if you made a bracha, it's not considered a bracha l'matolo. Right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Chamisha Chaburos Sheshavsu Betrak Lenechut. You have five different Chaburos. That means like five different families were living in one palace, like in one big room, Betrak Lenechut, and they made in between, like dividing, like partitions in between to give like each one like a little private space. Is Beishamai Emrim Erev Lechol Chaburah VeChaburah. If each chabura, since they have their own partition, is considered like their own house, and if they want to carry out from their apartments into the chotzer, or else even from one partition to the next partition, they have to make an eruv chaseris. That's Beis Shammai's halacha. say though, Erev Echad Lekulim. No, it's considered that they're still all mixed up. It's like one family still. Since they're under one roof, it's in one big room, even though there's partitions in between them, still it's considered like one family, and you only need one Erev between them. Erev Echad Lekulim. Satig Mishnah, Umoidim, Bizman Shemiktsosam Shruyim Bechadorim. If some of them are mamish living in separate rooms, Shruyim Bechadorim, Oy Balias, or else they're living in separate, Alias means like an attic. One's living upstairs, and one living on the third floor and the fourth floor. Shein Tzrichin Erev Lechol Chabur Bechabura. Then treat the you have to have a special Chabura for each one of them. Each one of them has to have his own Chabura. Each chabura needs its own erev. We consider them like five different families in five different apartments, and therefore when they want to carry out from one apartment to another apartment, or else from the apartment into the chatzar, you have to have an erev chatzeris. So that's the Mishnah. Zot Rashi in the Mishnah. V'trak l'nechod, v'chaku l'chamisha. They divide it up into five different partitions. V'ku lem yesh lem pesach v'natrak l'nechotzer, v'tzorok l'avrim sham b'nechotzer. Each one has their own entrance into the chotzer, so they have to make an eruv b'chatzeris with the rest of the people living in the chotzer to carry out from their apartment into the chotzer. Is v'shama yirmi mishur seim chalukin. It's called different rishuyas, different apartments. V'tzorok l'chol chabur litin pas b'eruv ha-chotzer. Devilu kehei batim. It's like five different houses. V'adim dimbo l'hoitziya mirishu zu l'zu. Tzrichin eruv b'neim. If they want to carry out from one apartment to the next apartment, like there's one big room, and you have partitions, and there are five different partitions, if you want to carry from one partition to the next partition, you have to have a rubik ha-teres. That's Be'shamay Halacha, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what we're talking about, how much is in between them. U'be'silu'lenrim, no, ein mechitza zu chilek rishus. This mechitza, this partition we put up, does not make it like a different apartment. The mechitza shivoli, it's a very small mechitza, it's a forest b'gemara, but the Gemara will explain. Hilkach, Erev Echad Lekulim. Therefore, since it's under one roof, it's considered like one apartment, and one Erev helps for everybody. They want to carry from one partition to the next partition. In this traklin, they don't have to have an Erev at all. Shatraklin Mechabrin. Because since it's under one roof and one room like, that's Mechabah then. V'chivin debinayim ain't sarach Erev, since in between they don't need an Erev. Who are then one of these five people could be a shliach for all of them to put Erev into the next chotzer? They are min l'kamon, chamisha shagavu es Erevin. If five people living in one chotzer made an Eruv v'chaserev together, they put the Erev together. Kloima sheshuim v'chamisha batim v'chotzer v'irvu b'nayim. Ve'evelu choda. Now, since they made an Erev, they're like one family. V'yemboya l'arev v'yemacherim Erev echel akulim. They want to now make an Erev with the next chotzer in order to carry out from their chotzer to the next chotzer. They have to make an Erev, but just one of them can make the Erev for everybody. Here also, since in this house, even though there are five different chaburas living there and five different partitions, but since it's under one roof and the mechitzas in between are very shlacher mechitzas, it's considered like one family, and if they want to make an Erev with the rest of the people in the chotzer, only one of them has to give pass, one to give pass for everybody. It's like five different houses. Here, if the five different chaburas mamash lived in five different rooms, so rather than each room is like their own apartment, and then you need a good erev in order to carry from one apartment to the next apartment. Even Basil is moided to this. Based on machlekes is only when you have shvach or mechitzis. Rashi says, Shmitzai, very small mechitzis you have. That's where the machlokes is. But you have different rooms, and even they still as moedis consider different apartments, and you have to have an Erev to carry from one apartment to the next apartment. Yeah, Zakti Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman, machlokes to mechitzis. The machlokes for Shaman and Vesil is if you made very small mechitzis in between them. But let's say the mechitzah is 10 tefachim high in between one chabura and the next chabura, then Rav Nachman holds divrei hakol erev lechol chabura v'chabura. Even Beitzil is moed to them that you have to have a special erev for each chabura that they ask of one on the other. So drashi machlekes v'shasher yusayin chalukas v'mesifas. That means mechitzah nemocha. They only have a very small mechitzah in between. Shel chatichas eitzim, made out of small wood-like. The awesome Lubay Tilul Bayis Echatu, then it's considered like one house. Vedome Lehe Shagobuas Erevin, it's like fire that collected the Erev. Tahani Nami Kimishir Vodomi. That is considered like one happy family living here. Mashenken, if you have Mechitza's tent for Chamlai, then it divides it into separate rooms, and even according to Beis Tilul, each one is separate, needs its own Erev. And Nika the army, some say no, that's not what Rav Nachman said. Nika the army, Yom Rav Nachman, after Mesifas Machlekis. The Machlekis is even by Mesifas. In other words, Beis Shammai argues and says, even though there's Mesifas, still is considered like separate rooms, and you have to have an Erev for each one separately. According to Beis Tilul, it could be even if you have Mechitzes that are 10 Tfachim high, since still they're all under one roof, it's still like one big room, and it's only considered like one mishpacha, but you only need one Erev in order to carry out to Mishtatev and the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. So Drashi, after Mesifas Machlekis, the Loi Teima, don't say Beshami B'mechitza, Saru the Yasri, Beshami on Yasri, the Mechitza of 10 Tfachim, over Mesifas Moida, but if you have a Mesifas, he's Moida, Ela Filu V'Mesifas Nami Yasri, even though it's only a small Mechitza, less than 10 Tfachim, still, Beis Shammai Shittur is, that's Mechalek. It makes it like separate rooms. But according to Beis Tilul, it's considered one big room. And it could even if the Mechitzas are more than 10 Tfachim high, still it's considered one room. We'll soon see what the Shear is exactly, until how high could the Mechitzas be, that according to Beis Tilul, it's still considered like separate, like one room. So the Gemara, Pligi Bo, Rebbe Chiyo, V'Rebbe Shimon, V'Rebbe. So Machlekes, Rebbe Chiyo, Rebbe Shimon, V'Rebbe. Chadoma, one says, Machlekes b'mechitzas ha-megiyas l'tikra. The Machlekes says, where they have these mechitzas, like these partition, these like curtains, that mamish go all the way up to the roof. It goes from the floor until the roof. That's where there's a Machlekes. That's where Beis Shammai holds that's considered separate rooms, and Beis Hillel still holds no, it's considered one room. Avo mechitza shein magiyas l'tikra. Let's say you have the partitions. Yeah, that they go up, but they don't reach the ceiling. Then he holds that divrei hakol erev echad l'kulam. Everybody holds, even Beis Shammai is moida then, that it's considered like one room, like one mishpacha, and you only need one erev from all of them together. That's what one says. But it's not like Rav Nachman learned before, but this is a big kula, that calls the man the mechitzas don't reach the ceiling, everybody holds is considered like one room. It's only a machlekes when the mechitzas, when the shvachra mechitzas, these like curtains, reach the ceiling, even so, Beis Shammai says it's considered like one, like separate, then Beis Shammai holds considered separate rooms, and Beis Hillel still holds considered like one big room. And Chadoma, one of them say no. Machlekes b'mechitza is a shein magiyas l'tikra. That's where the machlekes is. That Beis Shammai says, even though these curtains do not reach the ceiling, still we look as if it's separate rooms. And Beis Hillel holds no. That if the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, then we consider like one big room. Avo mechitza samagiyas latikra, but let's say these curtains go up until the ceiling, or else they come within three tochim of the ceiling that we say lovud, then divrei hakol tzrichin erev l'chol chabur v'chabura. Then everybody holds, even Beis Hillel holds, that is considered like separate apartments, and each one has to have their own erev if they want to carry from one apartment into the next apartment, or if they want to carry out into the chotzer, everyone has to put his own erev, the mishtatef in the erev, to put a path into the erev in order to carry out. In halacha we hold like the shita, that once the mechitzas are 10 tfachim high, once the mechitzas reach the tikra, then even Beis Hillel is moida, it's considered like separate apartments. Mashenkin, if the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, then it looks like one room, we hold like Beis Hillel, and there you only need one erev for everybody. So Rashi, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel avo mechitzas shein magiyas l'tikra afilu ein asara divyakol erev echad l'kulam. So l'tis man diyama zat Rashi yopligi atavai listen to Rav Nachman. According to the first Lashonir, the first man diyama, he argues on both pshatim of Rav Nachman. The lishna kama koma divi mechitzas are moid. The first one says that when the mechitzas are 10 tfachim, everybody holds his kul separately. The cholakim for achamin, here we say no afilu b'megiyas l'tikra pligi. Even when the curtains reach the ceiling, still there's a machlekes. Well, lishna basra kamer to the mesifes nami pligi the asri beshamai. V'och amri the afidu mechitzas asara layase the mechitzas amgias l'tikra. So the kids, according to this first man, the omen that the whole machlekes is only where the mechitzas reach the tikra, that he argues on the two pshatim in Rav Nachman. But according to the second man, the omen that we hold like that, that the second man, the omen says no. The machlekes is where the mechitzas do not reach the tikra.
But when the mechitza reaches the tikra, then for sure it's considered like separate apartments, and then you have to have a special eruv from each chatz, from each apartment to the next apartment. Yeah. So the Gemara Meisri, I have a kashya on this man, the Yomar. Meisri then.